Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Continuing in a fine tradition of not living up to expectations.
That's right. When you don't have any expectations, there's no way you can fail.
That's right. And joining us is Mr. Vic Krause.
Great to be here, you
okay,
guys.
Okay, we're just going to shut up and let him go.
No, you don't.
We've got an agenda this morning, and it's filled with fun.
Yes. You bet it is. Absolutely. Yes. We had... two new victims down there at the Warbird Tram Tour, Fast Eddie and Tiffany, right?
Tiffany, I'm thinking, yeah.
So I'd like to get down there today.
Yeah, you got to come down, Dave. What did you think, Dave?
She was blown away, and I was blown away, too. The tour was terrific. I've never seen so many warbirds in Warbird Alley in my life.
You know, and I think he lied to us. Because he said they had a P-63. They've got three P-63s.
Oh,
but
Vic,
the Air
how
Cobra?
Could you do
yeah.
that?
I was just looking at that cannon this morning. OMG again.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Thing is amazing.
You don't want to be on the shooty end of that
Holy
thing.
Holy cow. Yeah, it you looked know, like a rain gutter thing. It just came out so big.
The thing of it being is that you got to get down here. You got to do this tram tour. The docents are outstanding. The aircraft, I mean, you look everywhere, and there's aircraft everywhere of every type, variety. I mean, three F-86s, a couple of Bearcats. We're up to our eyeballs in B-25s, a couple of Corsairs, at least a dozen Mustangs, a couple of P-40s, L-39s, A-4s, MiG-17, T-37.
And he goes on.
You got to go.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dave.
I don't mean to cut you off. Well, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So is it true that today is the Vic Krause Air Show?
Not exactly. Today's going to be like the day of the bombers. But, you know, let me get back to the talking about. Allow me. So the deal is you had a great narrator.
He was fantastic. He was spot on.
There you go.
And
he was grading them.
Of course, don't we all? And the only question I had is there's one airplane down there. It was by a Pilatus Porter, and it's got two engines up front attached to the fuselage, a la, you know, a DC-9, but up front. There was a propeller twin.
Amazing.
No clue.
That was
what
probably
that thing
the scratching its seven.
I have Soviet no plane. Idea.
I think it's a decoy.
It could be. I'm pretty much a decoy around here.
Actually, you were looking at the back end of the plane. You just can't tell the difference.
Doggone, I knew it was a Rutan design.
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned to you, the response this year hasn't been, you know, this 10%, 20%, 30% increase. It's been a volcanic explosion in the people coming to the tram tour. Last year, we knocked it out of the park with 2,700 rides for the whole week, all 6 days. We just tallied yesterday. 5 days, we processed 4,774 people.
Wow.
Now, in addition to that, besides yourself as a radio celebrity and dignitary.
Only in my own
dignitary.
Mind.
Wow.
We've had some amazing parades of celebs coming through. We've had Jeff Skiles, who couldn't say enough about the tour. The whole Doolittle clan came aboard. And we have had an amazing time in the briefing tent. And we have had guys just come in to take the tour, and they were P-51 drivers. We ended up putting them on the microphone. We had a B-29 guy named Leonidas, 96 years old. He got up on the mic. And he started talking about some of his comrades back flying them super fortresses. And honestly, there was hardly a dry eye in the place. I mean, and these are the guys for their effort. This is the reason we got our country, much less Air Venture. So it was very moving. Some of the participants in this contributed.
Yeah, I hope you recorded those talks.
You know what? A couple of people had, and I think one of our staff did, whip out an iPhone and got a lot of it. It was just unbelievable. Totally impromptu. I mean, this tram tour is just going viral.
It really is, and you got plans for this for next year, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But I'll tell you what, I got a new appreciation for Walt Disney. I thought, you know, running this tram thing would be easy. Oh, no, you got to sequence your tractor. If the sequence, I'm talking the time spacing between the trams gets out of whack, it throws the whole briefing tent into pandemonium, not to mention we're probably got half the staff we needed to manage the people that were there, but just a terrific a result, a great success. We're
well,
so
there
happy.
You go. There's our next job, right?
Yeah, I was going to say if this radio gig doesn't work out.
Yes, this radio thing doesn't work out.
We'll be over there.
You know, we'll be begging for help next year. We've had a couple of people kind of tantalize us with the prospect of perhaps writing some checks with a lot of zeros to the point where we may have substantially more capacity than we have today. And I won't say any more because I don't want to get my hopes up and everybody else too, but we may have, you know, a lot more ability to process a whole lot more people next year. So we're going to be harvesting a whole lot more guys that can do good on a microphone. So I may come over here and commandeer you to out of this gig.
It'll be the special tram ride, the amusement slash scary tram ride.
Yeah, really.
I'll drive the tractor
ride. And I'll be the guy in the back going, look, it's an airplane.
Yeah, look.
You know, one of the things I wanted to also say, and I said it a lot last year, this year not so much, but Warbirds of America is not the old elite organization. We want to break the myth that you can't be a Warbird member without having a Warbird. So let me say it one more time again. You don't need a Warbird. You don't need an airplane. We don't care if your driver's license is suspended. You can join Warbirds of America.
Wow.
Yeah.
As long as you got a couple bucks.
I mean, we're very discriminating. No, we're looking for, if the guy that's got a fire in his belly, the gal that's got a passion for Warbirds, and a Visa or MasterCard for a pittance of membership join up for a year, and come on down. We'd love to have you guys.
All right. It's funny you mentioned that, Vic, because Tiffany signed up right there.
Swear to goodness.
Honest to God.
No, really. Are you
seriously?
Okay, here's that $100 we talked about out in the lobby. Yeah.
We got a raise.
No, hey,
are you kidding me?
No, she did.
Well, you just knocked me out. That's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
The first guest
on the floor.
No, I mean, really, when you get what I would consider sophisticated buyers and customers, and I would consider Tiffany certainly a very educated, clever gal.
Absolutely.
And at a minimum of exposure, and then to join.
Yep.
That moves me. And that's what we want to do. We want to get Tiffany's and Fast Eddie's and Digital Dave's and everybody we can to be part of this wonderful cadre at the North End, preserving these aircraft and making it happen every year at AirVenture. So, yeah, thank you. And personally, thank Tiffany for doing that.
I will do that. Wow. You know, it's hard not to get moved when you watch a Corsair and three P-51s taxi by you.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the beautiful part about it is they're on the grass, which means they got to use a fair amount of throttle to get those things moving. The music doesn't get any better than that.
I love that vibration.
I remember you saying that you guys are going to do you're going to recreate the B-25 launch of the Doolittles today?
They did that, of course, Wednesday, but they may do that actually on the run. Are they talking about doing that on the run?
I'm asking you.
That's a great question. I'll tell you what I do know, and that's a fairly limited portfolio, but here it is. Today is Bomber Day. It is the parade of bombers today. So here comes during this air show. It's going to be incredible. The B-1, the B-2, and the B-52, followed by Fifi and Doc, the B-29s, followed by all the B-25s, and then you're going to have, I said the A-20. So, and then more. There's going to be more yet. So it is definitely
the day
of the bombers.
Don't miss. If you're within...
Okay, now I got to go put my chair out on the line.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say, this is the day we've been waiting all week for.
You know, when I was in here on Wednesday, and I gave you all the spiel on the anniversary stuff, and we talked about all the anniversaries, well, I was holding two back.
Uh-oh.
And here they are, because today's their day. This is the 75th anniversary of the 8th Air Force.
Of the creation of the 8th Air Force.
Exactly right. And my dad was in the 8th Air Force in Alconbury, England, during the Second World War. He's still alive today, 101 years old. And
wow.
Get this, the guy still sneaks out his keys and drives that F-150 to Beakey's Market every once in a while.
Wow.
101, living alone, and he drives that reliable Ford F-150.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
You know, I saw a piece of video the other day of Dick Cole saluting the B-25 pilots and crews as they went out on Wednesday.
Yeah, on Papa Taxiway.
Yeah.
Right there on Papa One. Yeah.
That.
honestly, what can you even say? You can't, your throat has just got a lump in it when you see something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. That was a moving moment.
We have a good friend whose father flew P-51s with the 8th Air Force.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So.
He told some stories.
About somebody borrowing his plane and smashing it up, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, his buddy.
There was a couple of Tuskegee Airmen in Chicago, and they've passed now. But one of the stories they told is his girlfriend, Geraldine, it was his girlfriend in Chicago. He was at Chanute or somewhere down southern Illinois. Him and his buddy took a couple P-51s. Listen to this. They buzzed Soldier Field during a football game.
Oh, my goodness.
When they got back to the field, oh.
All hell broke loose.
Yeah, they didn't get stripped, but it was close. But, you know, it was that kind of time. Yeah.
Yeah. They got chewed pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The story that our buddy tells of his dad was his dad borrowed a P-51 one time and was coming in for a landing, and he went to flip the landing gear lever, and it broke off in his hand.
Oops.
Yeah, and you probably can't hand crank them babies down,
no,
right?
No, you can't. Anyway, he did a perfect belly landing with the airplane. And the crew chief comes running out, so my buddy's dad gets out of the airplane with the handle in his hand and gives it to the crew chief and says, here, you might need this.
Oh, no.
can you fix this?
Yeah. So, every night air show, big deal, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's coming up.
Yes.
We've got the Warbird banquet tonight. The big banquet's coming up. So a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah. The B-2's going to fly by, but nobody will see it.
Nobody will see it. Stealthy. So, and, you know, tell the audience, anybody wants to ride that tram, this is our last operating day. They're rolling till right into the early afternoon. And all they got to do is look for the area in the Warbirds area where it looks like they're having an Adele concert, and that's where our tent is.
And I'll tell you what, the other thing is they better get there early. It fills up fast.
Thank you.
Well,
it
Vic,
really
thanks for coming down, and it's
always
going to be a great day.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.
Yeah.